This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Feel Good Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I went out there and grabbed some of the Sports Illustrated Stadium food where the Red Bulls play, and I was hammering some of that. I still have my loaded tater tots to get to at some point, and I will. Coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough studio, but it reminded me when I had all this stuff in front of me, the classic video of when the Yes Network came back earlier than the radio did, and Mike was eating ice cream, and then he didn't want people to see that he was eating ice cream, so he took like one of his live read papers and stuck it over the ice cream. It's like, oh, I'm not eating ice cream. That was sort of what I was doing, coming back from break. I'm like throwing stuff out. That's not me. I'm not eating loaded tater tots here. You know, no way.
I cannot believe I'm sitting here eating a hot dog right now.
I can't believe Al was eating a hot dog.
How about, it's got like a maple syrup. I don't know what it is. It's got a hot taste.
It's got a kick for sure.
Yeah.
So is a chicken sandwich. It's got a kick.
That has a kick. Same kind of kick.
It's good. I love that. Bang.
But it's not like, it's not a still painful in 7 minutes.
No.
It's nice.
It's a perfect amount of spice, which is great.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to house everything every break now. That's okay. It's the weekend, right?
But the hot dog with the maple syrup is unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
Maple bacon jam. Is that what that was?
That was? Man.
Let's go.
I would have never thought they would have went together.
What a feel-good Friday, huh?
Yes.
And it's American-made maple syrup, everybody out there, so chill out. We're not eating maple syrup hot dogs from Canada. These are our people here. This is our maple syrup.
So this is the food that they're going to be serving over there at Sports Illustrated Stadium?
Yes, that is correct. I know. I mean, that right there is a reason to go. To be honest with you, I mean, these stadiums have done an amazing job with food.
Sammy's like, you got to come over for a game. I'm like, Sammy, I'm in Long Island. You're in Newark. I mean, I don't even go to MetLife Stadium.
Yeah, that would have to be. So they play on, was it Saturdays or Sunday?
Yeah, Saturday. Yeah,
Saturdays. That would have to be like a stayover spot for me. I wouldn't be able to go in and out of there in a day, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard enough going like to the Prudential Center. You know, stuff. I mean, the good facility. Facilities are great. I don't have a problem with any of that. It's just getting there.
Of course. That's just the problem with everything.
Yeah. Whether there's congestion pricing or not.
I was really surprised at our buddy KFC Barstool, Kevin Clancy, who was just hammering this potential rollback of congestion pricing and saying that the Trump administration is team traffic. And going off, and I'm like, man, how often does he drive into the city?
Doesn't he do most of his stuff from home? Isn't he like one of those home workers?
I thought so. Like, now, I might be wrong.
Live-work balance guy?
I might be wrong, but he was going off. You know, for me, it doesn't make that much of a difference for me, the traffic with congestion pricing or not, because
other than you're paying the money to come into the city.
I'm talking about
your job.
Well, yeah, obviously, I hate it, and I want it to go away. I'm saying, for me, there's no difference with the traffic, congestion pricing or not, because I'm coming in so early and I'm leaving at a time where I'm going opposite. But I don't know if people who come in at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock are like, man, it's so much better, and like I want to pay the $9. I don't know. Is that happening?
I'm just telling you that it is so politically unpopular.
Of course.
That she knew what she was doing when she was doing it, and initially it was going to be $15, then she's going to save you money, and then you know they were holding back. She was not going to put it in, and then when she found out that the Biden administration was basically losing the election, then she tried to put it in, and now it's in, and now the Trump administration's fighting her. And she's standing up there like she's fighting for all New Yorkers. You're not fighting for all New Yorkers. You're fighting for a select few that actually want this. And you're also dealing with a bloated MTA that is completely out of control, that needs to have its own audit.
I brought this up before. You know the show, What Would You Do with John Quinones? And they set up some weird social interaction somewhere, and they film the patrons in the restaurant or wherever they are to see what they would do. Like, they'll have, like, an actor, pretend to come out as gay to the father, and the father's like, I'm not raising no fairy or something like that. And, like, what did people do, They'll come up and be like, hey, that's not nice. And some people, leave. So I'm going to do a what would you do in this situation, speaking of driving.
Okay.
Because I almost did something, and I was like, is that the right thing to do or not? So I'm in the HOV like I normally am. Now I'm cruising. I'm doing my comfortably over the speed limit, but not crazy MPH. And there are two cars that had to be going each over 100 miles an hour, weaving in and out of traffic, cutting people off at
which, by the way, is a normal occurrence every single day.
See, but this was two of them, and they were like chasing each other, and it was the most dangerous scene I'd ever seen on the LA.
Really?
I swear to God.
I mean, I feel like I see that at least a half a dozen times.
No, but I'm like cutting everybody off.
No, yes, I see, whipping in and out, and they usually have Honda Accords or something else, and their windows are all tinted, and they're flying around, and who the guys are in the car. You could just see it. You could stereotype it.
Well, I don't know
they're
about that.
Young guys that are just flying all over the place that maybe are either on drugs or delivering drugs or.
Well, if they're doing that, they're really idiots because they're going to get pulled over.
Well, the point being is that they're getting into it now, and they're putting everybody else at risk, and it happens on a daily basis. And right now, as we speak, I'm sure it's going on.
Well, all right. This, for me,
so
all right.
Now, what do you want to do about it?
No. For me, this was the craziest one I'd ever seen. Now, maybe you see more than me at the hours, whatever, God. But I'm just just for the sake of discussion here, so we'll get derailed. But for me, this is the craziest I've seen. I actually thought about 911. I thought about it. Now, would that have done something? Because I was like, somebody could an innocent person could very easily die in a car accident here because of these idiots.
Well, those idiots also could be stealing those cars as well.
Yeah.
Those cars could be stolen. They could be, getting them over here, shipping in containers and sending them to Africa.
Now, if I called 911 in that situation, am I soft like Jerry with these helmets?
I think what you're trying to do is a good thing for the community and trying to alert the cops that there's something going on. But don't think that the cops don't know about these things.
No,
of course they know about them.
I didn't say they didn't.
It was like the ghost place that I was telling you about 3 years ago.
No, I know, but that I think
the
I
Georgia,
just...
the Texas plates, the whole thing. It's one big, ginormous circle jerk out there. What else can I tell you?
No, I know. But all right. But I just, this is what happens sometimes. I bring up these things.
Yeah.
And then you to the moon with it.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you. You know why I go to the moon with it?
Yeah.
Because I've been around for 40 years.
Yeah.
Been paying taxes for 40 years.
I know.
Been paying my insurance for 40 years. Doing everything that I'm supposedly do and do it right. And then you got jackasses out there that are not playing by the same rules.
I understand.
What do you want me to tell you?
Do you see a lot of street racing craziness in Jersey or no?
Yeah, it happens sometimes on my way home on the turnpike.
Yeah.
And I normally it's guys in the same type of car. So it'll be two BMWs racing each other, two Honda Accords. So
yeah.
I don't know why they're just weaving in and out, flying.
Yeah.
You're a 911 guy. Do you ever consider, do you think they're positioned in a place to get them?
Yeah, I haven't. I've run through my head, what would I say? And they'd be like, well, I don't even know what exit I'm at. Like, how are we going to catch these guys?
You know what I would, I, always in that situation, what I hope for is that one of the jackasses run right into one of the bridges so I can get out of my car, walk up to him, say, look at you jackasses, your head is rolling down the street. Honestly.
Boomer running after a decapitated head to call it a jackass.
Hey! Yeah. Sorry jackass. About that, but hey, like, you know, this is what happens. The older you get, the more like annoyed you become.
No, I know. But I think about, like, there's lots of people like me that are driving to work at that time that are just like going about their day. And I'm thinking, like, one of these cars clips it, flips around, goes on fire. That person's dead for no reason. You know, like, that's the thing. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm getting.
Well, the point being is you can call 911 and, you know, are you watching this happen? Yes. Where are you? I'm on the LIE. Okay. That happens every
day.
Well,
I didn't do it.
50 times a day.
Yeah, I know. I didn't do it.
And I bet you somebody else probably had already called, I bet you.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you think about the amount of times that you have seen that.
It's more prevalent in the last 6 months.
Really?
Than it's ever been.
Wow.
And it would be occasionally. Like, I would see something nuts like that, maybe, like, people flying at over 100 going crazy, maybe twice a year. I've seen it, like, 7 or 8 times in the last 6 months. So I don't know what's going on or whatever, but it's insane. I saw a guy on the Sagda Coast the other day. He went, like, on the grass part of it to pass somebody. Went up. Over the curb, onto the grass part at like 80 just to get past somebody in the right lane because he was like blocked in. Now, I don't know if that person was an emergency or not. Probably not.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, but, I mean, there's driver etiquette and then there are driver a-holes.
Do you have any of these tots?
I haven't had any of those tots yet.
I'm not a big
not a big tot guy.
No. I love tots. Oh, yeah. I was gonna say I'm not a big movie reference guy like CeeLo is.
Yeah.
But every time I think of tots, ever see Napoleon Dynamite?
Yes.
He used to take the tots and stick them in his pocket for later.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that here.
Are you gonna do that?
No, I'm not because these are loaded tots.
Okay.
If they were normal tots, I could stick them in my pocket, pop one in a little bit later, you know, on the way home.
Yeah.
Watching these guys drag race, just pop a tot.
Pop a tot.
Calm me down a little bit.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well.
But I can't with these. So they're loaded. There's like beans and stuff in there. That wouldn't work good in a jean pocket. Phil in Greenwich, Connecticut. What's going on, Phil?
What's up, boys? Big fan. Just a quick story. My wife's from Huntington. I'm from Connecticut. We drove up for the day, had a nice dinner with her family. On my way home, some guy was, kind of tailing me. Not really sure what he was doing. A little Honda Accord like you guys were talking about before. I'm getting on the highway on a stop sign, one of those merges. This guy comes next to me. My window was wide open. You know, it was a summer day. He throws a full lemonade bottle open in my car all over. And then he speeds off 100 miles an hour down the road. I had my two kids in the car. I'm still getting lemonade out, you know, a year later. I was about to chase after him. My wife, of course, says no. I wouldn't have caught him. And I'm not sure what I would have done anyway, but. Just figured I'd share that story. I mean,
what an amazing aim from that guy.
Yeah, he pulled up close enough to him. But I would just say, you know, sometimes stepping away from something is the better part of valor. Just staying out of it, especially when you get your wife and kids in the car with you.
Man.
Could you imagine you and Gina with the babies in the back and you flying down the LIE trying to chase after somebody?
No, I can't. I actually can't. And I'm not trying to be like on a pedestal here or a soapbox. When I'm by myself, that's when I could lose it a little bit. With them, I'm like, I can't. I just can't.
No, you
just
can't.
You just got to take it.
Got to think clearly and just, you know, just take it up the A-gap.
I mean, that guy to pull up close when they're on a highway and to chuck that lemonade and that's some skill.
I mean, sometimes you accidentally cut somebody off or you don't see them in the you know, to your left if they're in your blind spot. Sometimes you just may drift over or something, and that just totally pisses somebody off, and then all of a sudden they snap.
Right. True. Well, I wanted to get us back on a happier thing.
Yes.
So what we'll do is we'll get Jerry in here.
Oh, I can't wait for Jerry.
And Jerry's going to lift our spirits like he normally does.
Yes.
His perspective on life really is, it's so positive that it makes us... you know, uplift ourselves. We just, Jerry's one of those guys, he walks into a room immediately.
Boom. You feel it. You feel the energy.
So we'll have that on this Feel Good Friday next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
I got to tell you, man, Geo, this is going to be a feel-good Friday today, you can tell. Thanks to our friends at Captivate. They sent us a nice little gift here, the Woodford Reserve Kentucky Bourbon.
Yeah, which is awesome, and I love bourbon this time of year.
I haven't had this, so.
And Woodford Reserve is one of the best, and it's, it's got like the date in which they got it out of the barrel on here. They slapped that on there. That's how important this is. So.
Jerry, you want a sip?
I got my own bottle. Thank you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was drinking vodka out there.
What are you really?
Yeah.
What the hell are you guys doing?
He had two vodkas. It's like a Red Bull specialty drink.
Yeah, there was red juice out there. I thought, this is a red juice, but it's vodka.
Was it good?
I didn't really enjoy those yet, but they said take one home.
Oh, okay. That sounds fun.
Yeah. And then they make them so it's like there's a new way that drinks are being served on golf courses and at stadiums like Sports Illustrated Stadium, where they'll make the cocktail and then they'll slap
Can it for
like
you.
They'll make it into a can right there for you. Yeah. So then you pop the top of it and it's like you can walk around with a can of the thing. It's much easier. Doesn't spill as easy.
Pretty neat.
Genius, that what we've genius. Done here.
That's pretty good.
Our forefathers would be proud of us, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
We're canning cocktails now at arenas. That's where we've gotten golf courses. And golf courses. And we're also trying to deflect asteroids at the same time. Mm. We're an amazing...
Which, by the way, I did hear a guy talking about the asteroid.
Now it's down under 1%.
Right. He's like, it's years and years and years away. And
it's 12 years.
Yeah, and he goes, listen, if it does hit, it's most likely going to hit the ocean, so don't worry about it.
I thought it was 7 years. No, it's 70, it was 32, right?
Yeah, it's 7 years, so it's even sooner than that. But don't worry, it's going to hit the ocean.
He didn't seem all that worried about it, and he was an expert talking about it. So if he's an expert talking about it, then I'm not worried
about
it.
Wouldn't that create tsunamis?
Yeah.
Depending on where it hit, yeah.
True.
And by the way, if it made it through the atmosphere, that's the other thing.
Could break up.
Yeah.
It could, but... I mean, the thing that annoyed me is in 2 days, it went from 3.1% to like below 1%. You can't be messing with us like that. And I'm glad it went below 1%. Don't get me wrong, but you got me
all. We can't figure out the weather.
Exactly. I was about to say, there was supposed to be a nor'easter yesterday, 24 inches of snow, and then it ended up being.
I told you winter's over.
No, stop it, Jerry.
Winter's over. By the way, I don't know if you heard our discussion about traffic or anything. Have you had any traffic snafus going down the Jersey Turnpike or anything?
No, but my friend who's a cop texted me. I figured that's what you guys were talking about, that he's pulled over 7 guys this morning on Route 9 doing 80 and a 50.
Nice.
That's today alone.
Yeah.
Well, quickly, let's just go to Karen in Cranford. Karen, what's happening?
Hey, how are you guys? We love your show.
Well, thanks, Karen.
I'm in Columbia watching the Lady Gamecocks last night, but I wanted to call about the time I called 911. Mm-hmm. when I was on the Garden State Parkway.
Yeah, and what happened?
Sunday morning, probably 7:30, driving from Brick, where I live, to Cranford, where I go to church. So I'm Karen, the church lady, right?
Okay.
There must have been 25 souped up cars, like painted neon colors, flying up the express lanes of the parkway. And I was like, what Gio said, scared. Like, I'm like, I was scared. They're cutting people off. There weren't that many cars. But I'm like, you know what? I'll be a Karen. I'll call 911. Yes. I'll call 911. And I can't tell you how receptive they were. Great. They were like, where are you? The mile marker. And it turns out, as I was driving, there's a rest area. The guys in Jersey will know it. It's right before the bridge that goes over the Raritan.
Bon Jovi, I think.
And the Driscoll Bridge. And they had all pulled into that rest area. It was weird. And the state troopers, there was two state troopers that had, I guess, seen them and flew into the rest area. I don't know what eventually happened, but what a scary situation. You know, you're driving and at least 20 cars, if not more. And, of course, they're asking me makes and models, and I'm like, I don't know, they're neon colors.
But, I'm Karen, the church lady. What do you want from me?
Yeah. And I'll call you again about the Mets.
Perfect, Karen. Thanks for checking in today. That was.
She's a real Karen.
She is a real, and she knows it, which is fine.
That's fine.
You know?
Yeah.
Seems like she understands where she is.
Self-awareness, that's good.
Yeah, indeed.
I think the bigger problem was the speed's bad enough. How about when they fly past you and they're on their phone as well?
Yeah. Yeah, do you get this on your Instagram ads that there is a thing now that you could hook your phone up? It's like it has to be illegal, but the screen in your car
can become your phone.
Well,
if you want video,
right, to play like games. So like,
oh god,
like so they sold it as watching a football game where you could hook your phone up and then on the screen I could put on like an NFL game and watch it, and I'm like. That can't be good.
No.
That can't be safe.
I mean, but this way.
But how do I do it? Because I really loved it. It sounds wonderful.
But if you were able to do that, you could have watched Peter Schwartz on News 12 this morning.
I could have.
You want? I grab one clip for you.
Yeah.
Because it's just.
It's Peter Schwartz on News 12.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, we have Peter Schwartz and the news.
He's the GM and the Ant Flaw and the whole thing.
They were going over possible names, so I guess the people at News 12 ran a contest to, not a contest, but like a poll, come up with a name, and here were a couple, and then Peter's response.
The Potholes. That's a great team.
I just went over one.
And Mark says, the Osprey or Fishhawks, maybe a little history. How about going back to the old name, the Dragons?
The Dragons.
These are all great ideas. We actually had a name the team contest on the league's website. We had over 200 responses.
And you will find out what that answer is this afternoon.
We had over 200 responses.
Yes. I mean, it's not a big number, but
he was touting it.
Yes. So, Potholes. What was the other one? Not Red Bulls. Jesus.
Dragons.
The Dragons.
Well, he's going to bring back the Dragons. That was like his dying wish was the Dragons to come back. So he's going to name it the Dragons. What was he wearing in this video, Jerry? Did he have a suit on? Look like a real GM or no?
I don't. I didn't notice. I don't think he had a suit on. I think he was dressed more business casual.
Yeah, let's see if I could get that video up.
I don't think it was a suit.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a suit. Look like he's got a quarter zip on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
It looked fine, though.
That's fine for a GM. You know, he's sitting on a stool.
Yeah.
A little awkward.
Well, he's a big man.
Big guy on a stool.
Yeah.
You know? They could have done a better job for him there. Maybe stand up.
But the
big
hosts,
guy in a little stool.
The hosts on News 12 seemed very into it. They were excited for him.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're excited about everything.
Yeah.
You know, some pie fest in Matatuck they get all worked up about. You know? That's what they do.
Whatever works, man.
Yeah. Big guy on a little stool. What else there, Jerry?
We've got Canada beating the U.S.
And it comes to McKinnon. His pass is too far for Reinhardt, and back come the U.S. Matthews! Denied again! Lucia! Matthews in front. I can't believe Jordan Binnington. Austin Matthews had another chance, and Binnington made another save.
And that's kind of the story of this overtime with Jordan Binnington just making save after save, and then the game winner would come from Connor McDavid. That was NHL radio, by the way, as Canada wins in overtime 3-2. Here was McDavid on ESPN. Means a lot.
Because it's best on best. You know, it's four great countries going at it. Obviously here in Boston, going against an amazing American team. And just finding a way. It wasn't necessarily the prettiest, but just found a way.
Sam Bennett and Nathan MacKinnon also scored. Here was MacKinnon, just amazing.
To be part of this group, you know, find a way to win it, and the atmosphere and the environments that we're in between Montreal and here were incredible. And I think people, you know, watching could feel how bad, you know, everybody wanted to win.
Yeah, I was watching that Sam Bennett goal. It happened on a pass from Adam Fox to JT Miller.
Was that the one through all the bodies? And
it was a turnover. No, that was the Nathan MacKinnon one. That was the first one.
Yep.
And this one was, it's a turnover. It's over the red line, but it is a turnover. And here comes Sam Bennett flying down the left side. I felt like we were playing the Panthers again in the playoffs. And he just roofs one over the right shoulder of Connor Hellebuck. It was a hell of a shot. Yep.
That's a tough one for the goalie because it's you one-on-one, and he beat you. That's a hell of a shot.
Yeah, I mean, like, he lifted it right over his right shoulder where there's very little room, and that's a great player. That's a player that won a cup last year with the Florida Panthers.
Now, last hour, we played a clip from J.J. Redick, and there was a word I never heard used before. It was
glazing.
Yeah, here it was, Ray Ferraro on ESPN.
That's a tremendous play again by Slavin. I don't mean to glaze him too much, but you watch him all the time, and you're like, that's a cornerstone of a championship defense.
I never heard that before. Yeah. Now, twice today.
I'm surprised you haven't heard it because you got two boys that would probably be in the age group that'd be using it.
Yeah, but you know, the amazing thing is I feel like we're always glazing you, Jerry. We always talk about how great you are.
And well, that's nice.
The personality,
I haven't felt glazed, but thank you.
Well, the upbeat personality that you bring us every day.
That's not true. You mock me and you basically say I'm doom and gloom, which is not true.
Yeah, I don't know if we glazed Jerry.
No.
I don't think we glazed anybody. I glaze his play-by-play. I do know that.
You have been very complimentary
that's
about
true.
That.
That's true. You have been glazed.
That I do agree
I've been glazing
with.
Your ass there, baby.
Okay, that sounds weird. But hey.
That'd be cap.
Whatever works for
you. Can Grok make Boomer glazing Jerry's ass? That'd be a good
I hope not.
Yeah.
Well, I'm no Mike Breen.
Suck away.
Oh, boy. He was with the Knicks last night, who beat the Bulls.
Vucevic has it. Hands off to Kobe White. White on the drive, pulls back, leans in, finds Vucevic. Vucevic just gets it off. It's over. And the Knicks hang on to win.
That was Mike Breen on MSG. They hang on to win 113-111. Couple of big sequences there at the end. You also had the block shot at the end of regulation that sent it to overtime. Deuce McBride, 23 points. He had three block shots. That crowd, amazing at the Garden.
I think I heard him tonight. Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. First off, all glory to God. Appreciate the fans coming out, man. We couldn't have done it without y'all.
All righty, you got the Cavaliers and the Celtics the next two games.
Well, hold on a second. As Mikal Bridges says, one quarter, one half, one game at a time, Booms.
It starts with Cleveland, you know, not worry about Boston right now. Our next game's Cleveland, and then we worry about the next game after that.
I'm right there, but I'm just saying, as a fan, here we sit, and, you know, we'll know a little bit more about this team, and I know that they're not totally healthy. So it'd be nice if they, you know, the problem with them is because they are good and they are the Knicks. When they play a good team, that team gives them their best effort.
Yeah, which hasn't happened in a very long time.
But what I'm saying, like, there's no meltdown like usually for a team. Like even like the Bulls come into New York, you know, they play them in the overtime.
Yeah,
like the Lakers stink. Come. The Lakers come. They you know half the team's injured and LeBron goes off,
as he did last night. And they beat the Blazers, 110-102. That is true. And the Cavaliers, who the Knicks will play tonight in Cleveland, did beat the Nets, 110-97. We've talked about Victor Wembanyama this morning about being shut down because of the blood clot in his shoulder. Here was his coach, Mitch Johnson, how they found it.
After All-Star break, Victor felt his arm didn't feel completely normal. That was articulated to our medical staff. They looked into it, and that's how we got here.
So he didn't just brush it off. He made sure that they examined him. Here was Chris Paul. So how do you think he will deal with the rehab?
Vic is 21. You know what I mean? So
I know for me at that age, you can't imagine not playing and missing a game or anything like that. So I think he'll attack recovery as well as you possibly can.
And get back as soon as he possibly can. All right, spring baseball. Today you've got the Yankees and the Rays, the spring opener. Yesterday we found out that Aaron Boone got himself a two-year contract extension. I don't need to play him again. The Mets, by the way, will open up their spring schedule tomorrow against the Astros. You did have the Brett Beatty Juan Soto car exchange. Soto got him the Chevy Tahoe for giving up the number 22. Here's how it looked and sounded on SNY as Beatty came out of the facility and the truck was waiting for him.
Oh, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
My God. My God.
It was kind of cool as he came out and passed the wall. A lot of the Mets.
See, that's great. Look at this team is so close together now already, and they just started.
They were pretty close when they were faking the game-winning home run in the World Series a couple years ago, too.
Bonding.
I know.
You know, things are coming together
was
now
that
for the Mets.
Luis Rojas?
I think it was.
Yeah.
I think so.
Man, what a team that ended up being.
They're not great.
But they did put, you know, he had the thanks for 22 on the back and a big red bow on the hood,
he did.
Too.
He did.
So he really went all out for that one.
Here was Beatty, who says this replaces his old car.
It's a 2016 Toyota 4Runner. So it's got like 150,000 miles on it. It's been going. It's kind of near its last leg, but Toyota's run forever.
Kid stuff. My car's got 200,000 miles on it.
Wow. Does it?
Yeah, 198.
Damn.
Yep.
We it's
do a
still
lot
kicking?
Of driving. Yeah. Doing great. Do a nice. Lot of driving. So we talked about the Dodgers with Bobby Miller getting hit by the line drive. Also in this game, he's going into concussion protocol. They also use the strike zone challenge system. So that was put into place, which they're going to use. I don't know if in all of the spring training games, but a lot of them.
Not every stadium has the
technology.
To do it, yeah.
Got it. On CBS Sports Network, the show is called Golazo. I don't know what this reference is, but Kate Abdo is with Micah Richards, and she says this, and we had a hilarity on the set.
Wow. Sad though, Micah. No more breasts this year.
Speak for yourself, Kate.
I will speak. I can definitely assure you. No more breasts.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a lifetime choice.
Problem.
No more breasts for her, but he likes the breasts.
Oh.
Whatever that meant. I tried to get some.
Were they eating chicken?
No, they were. I was trying to get the meaning of it, the video. They're just standing on the field. I don't know what it was.
There's no more breasts for you?
That's what she said.
Wow. Sad though, Micah. No more breasts this year?
Speak for yourself, Kate.
Is that you playing Boomer when I play that? Doesn't that sound like Boomer with the...
Sad though, Micah. No more breasts this year?
Right? Speak for yourself, Kate.
Yeah. Maybe she said no more rest this year, and she wanted to say that, and it came out breast.
I suppose.
Now, that's happened with us before.
The CBS Sports Network, man, on the edge.
Yeah, I know. I know. Stephen Waldron can't be happy about that. There's no way.
I'm not sure. And I told you that Monmouth beat Hofstra 68-62. Game tied late. This is Monmouth Radio.
Madison Durr with six. Durr kicks. Ball. Got it!
Wow. Ball has made play after play down the stretch for the Hawks.
He did. I think he only had like 7 or 8 points, but a couple of big shots. So Monmouth Radio, the call is they beat your pride 68-62 on the road. Yes, I know.
Good call for the kid.
They needed you on the bench there.
Yeah, I know. I'm undefeated.
That's what they needed. And Cowboys All-Pro guard Zach Martin reportedly has decided to retire. Reports say that he met with Jerry Jones to inform him of his decision yesterday.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So we're talking about the new Arena Football League team that Peter Schwartz is the general manager of in the Entfla. And they are naming the team and showing the logo later on today, Friday at 2 p.m. So he is doing his media tour this morning, the GM of the new Entfla team.
He's doing a media tour?
Well, he was on News 12.
Okay.
Now he's here with us.
Oh, I didn't realize we were having him on.
Yeah, he's here with us now.
Is he coming on here to announce the name so more people can hear it? Or?
Well, let's ask him. Peter, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. And you know, we support this team and you and want to get the word out there, so much so that the owner of the league said, hey, I think it's great that they're talking about it and talking with Peter. Why wouldn't you at least ask us to announce the name on the show?
Well, that's because the league planned this whole shindig here on Long Island later in the day, so it's been kept under wraps, and we're gonna have the announcement later this afternoon.
Wait, you guys are having a shindig? Where's the shindig?
at the town of Oyster Bay Athletic Center, where the Nassau County PAL headquarters is in Hicksville.
I mean, that's on my way home.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I didn't get an invite to the shindig either.
It's out there all over social media. Everybody is invited to go. You didn't need a special invitation. Everybody's welcome.
I didn't see it on social media today. Did you?
I did not. I missed it. And it would have been nice for a personal invite.
I've been posting it for 2 weeks.
Well, we don't see everything on there, Peter. You know, it's an algorithm thing, you know, that's got to tell me about all these other things that are going on in the world. All right. But go ahead.
Maybe we could bring the head coach in when we announce the head coach.
Are you announcing the head coach today?
No, not today. A couple of weeks.
Okay. All right.
I know who it's going to be. I just can't announce it yet.
Man, you guys, you just don't keep everything under lock and key.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you've been in media before, and this probably wasn't your idea, but Friday, 2 p.m., you're going to be announcing this? That's not a good time to do that.
Yeah, that was not my call, this was when all the league people were able to come into town, and kids were all from school, so the PAL's got a bunch of kids that are going to be doing a football clinic right after the announcement today, so it was... It was really we originally wanted to have it at the Coliseum, but the Coliseum was booked a lot this week with Long Island Nets games, so it was kind of hard to get in the building. This is a nice facility; they've opened up their doors to us, so it was a good opportunity for us to get in there, partner with the PAL on this announcement today.
Okay, I mean, if it were me, I'm just saying, I would have said, I want to go on Boomer and Geo. I'll announce it there, and then we'll still have our shindig. We'll have a party after the announcement, a post-announcement party with all the stuff going on where we got the logo and everything.
You could add a helmet here. You could add jerseys here. You could have been on national television.
Yeah.
You missed a huge opportunity here, Peter.
Well, we don't have the helmet or the jerseys yet. That's still the
You got the logo. You got a logo?
Well, we have the logo, and I've got T-shirts, but I don't have a helmet or the jerseys yet. We'll have those, and we'll bring them to the studio when we get them.
Now, is Sparky going to be your mascot, or are you going to come up with a different dragon?
Well, we haven't announced the name of the team yet, so how do you know what the mascot is going to be?
Our money's on dragons.
Yeah, definitely. You want to bring back those dragons.
Yeah,
I know
definitely.
You.
We could feel it in our bones.
Well, we had an online name the team contest on the league's website. And we had over 200 people submit names. And, that was a popular choice. There were a number of other really interesting choices that were on there. A lot of people wanted Long Island Sound, Long Island Wave.
Oh, the Wave and the Sound. So it's not going to be the Wave and the Sound.
Well, so I'm just saying it could be anything. You'll have to find out at 2 o'clock today.
2 o'clock. And you were on News 12, too. A lot of Long Islanders watch News 12.
I got
12.
A great name, the Long Island Plume. Yeah.
The plume?
Plume.
At this.
We had some people write in, say, Long Island potholes, Long Island maggots, you know, a whole bunch of things.
Yeah.
We have a picture of you up there from News 12 this morning. You've got your Entfla quarter zip on, and you're on the set there of News 12. So very good, man. But you could have, you know, announced it on News 12 as well. You got a ton of people watching that.
Oh, they were begging me. They were begging me. Rich Barabi and Aaron Colton and the producers were all... By the way, Aaron says hello.
Yes, she's one of the D-list celebrities of Sayville and Oakdale. I am one of those, too. So, it's me, Tom Westman, who won Survivor. This guy Colin from the show Below Deck. So we have like a whole group of us.
And now you got Peter Schwartz.
Well, Peter Schwartz doesn't live in Oakdale or
Sayville, but he is. He's kind of a D-list celebrity.
He's getting there.
But now he's an executive.
He's an executive. Yeah, it's almost insulting to call him a D-list celebrity. So, all right, Peter, I mean, you got to understand, though, you've been doing this for a long time. If this were up to you, would you have done it a little bit differently?
I think if everything was in my control, I probably would have handled it just a little bit differently, but I really can't complain about the way that I've been, you know, welcomed into the league and the way things have gone. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun with this announcement. I think people are going to love the name. I think they're going to love the logo. We've got some surprises at the event today, too. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm excited to get things going. I mean, I've been on the job now for about a month, and we've been doing a good job of selling season tickets and corporate partnerships and all that stuff, and now adding the name and the logo today is going to be so important for us.
Who's done more in their first 4 weeks, you or the D-Train?
It's close. It's close. Close. You don't have to answer close. It, Peter. It's all right.
We've got a lot of stuff.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going on behind the scenes that I can't really talk about yet, but I would say over the next month or so, as we ramp up during the offseason, we're going to have a lot of things to say.
I mean, it's just so funny to me. Like a league like this that needs so much attention to get people to pay attention, and you're saying we're keeping this under wraps, I can't talk about this, I can't bring this. Just bring it all up, for God's sakes. Let everybody know what the hell's going on.
But why would I unveil everything all at once when we're going to do the logo today, we'll do the head coach in a couple of weeks, then when we have our helmet and uniforms, we'll bring that. I mean, I want to keep the team in the public eye, but I can't. If I do it all at once, then there's nothing left
Peter,
to talk
about. Peter, what can we offer you to give us the name of the team right now? Is there something that you would take? A trip somewhere? Tickets somewhere? No. Is there anything we can offer you where you unveil the name of the team live on the air right now?
You know what? You guys have coerced me into things in the past, and I have gone along with that. In this case, we have put so much effort and so much work into this event today over the last few weeks. I can't do it. As much as I would like to, I can't do it.
How about a lunch with Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji?
No, I can't do it. I can't.
Wow.
Man, he could learn so much about being a GM in that meeting.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I mean,
well, I get it. It's not like I'm the one who's going to pick the players and make trades. That's the head coach's responsibility. Once I hire the head coach, my football responsibility is over. I'm back to selling season tickets and group partnerships and meeting a whole bunch of people.
So you're really not the GM. You're more of a business manager.
Yeah, like when I told you guys when I was on the last time, I'm like the general manager of this arena football team is more like being a minor league baseball general manager. You know, you hire the coach and you just... You run the office. You make sure that the game ops are all functioning. You make sure that your promotion schedule is all taken care of.
Yeah, we got it. All right. So listen, Peter, what if Bradley entered the transfer portal and Boomer got him on Maryland?
But that would be intriguing. But again, I can't reveal the name.
You can't reveal the name.
We just announced that Maryland just signed a long snapper. I think the number five long snapper on the list.
Right. Well, he can easily be pushed out for this.
Yeah, you know? We could probably make a phone call.
I mean, so there really is nothing. There is nothing in this world that will get you to say the name of the team.
No, I can't.
Throwing out the first pitch at Yankee Stadium.
No, as much as I'd love to do that, we've worked so hard on this announcement today, and I can't do it. I would love to.
You remember you threw out that first pitch down in Jersey?
The Somerset Patriots.
Yeah, you and about 12 people each threw out. You just kind of got lost in the sauce. But we think we can get you a Yankee only, just Peter Schwartz throwing out the first pitch. We can make that happen, you know.
I'm sure you can make that happen, but I'm not revealing the name of the logo until 2 o'clock today.
All right, Peter, here's one that I know we can do. Mm-hmm. How about having coffee in Sag Harbor with Billy Joel?
Again, it's a bucket list thing for me.
It's a bucket list. He said bucket list.
As the general manager of this brand new arena football team, that name and logo is embargoed until 2 o'clock today.
Okay. God, do you realize you just turned down throwing out the first pitch at Yankee Stadium and having a private meet and greet in Sag Harbor with Billy Joel just to not promote your own product?
Well, I am, but just by having me on, I'm promoting the product. I just can't tell you what the name and the logo is until 2 o'clock.
Oh my God, you are something else. All right. So by the way, we got some scuttlebutt this morning. That Sammy Steinlight, who does promotions for the Red Bulls, he came in and he said he reached out to you because you're a big Red Bulls fan and he wants to make sure you're taken care of with the sweatshirts and everything. And he was bringing in a lot of food because the chef over there at Sports Illustrated Stadium came in with the new menu items. So Sammy had reached out to you and said, hey, Peter, you're going to be there. Just want to let you know we're going to have a lot of food on Friday morning. And you said, no, I won't be there. But can you wrap up some of the food and put it in the fridge for me to have Sunday? Did you say that to Sammy Steinlight?
I did, but I didn't say Sunday. I said leave it for me for tomorrow morning because I'm in to do updates tomorrow morning. I'd have it for lunch.
You really asked him to wrap up the free food and put it in the fridge, Peter?
Oh, he was disappointed that I wasn't going to be there, and
I'm
really
sure
didn't
he
want
was disappointed. So you felt bad, so that you weren't going to be there to eat it. So you said, "Wrap it up."
I mean, I have to have lunch tomorrow, so you know. Yeah.
I have a feeling that there's not going to be any food left, so don't count on it. Do not count on it.
Did he leave the New Jerseys? Because the Red Bulls have these really nice-looking New Jerseys.
No, he left us some sweatshirts today that are awesome. They always have great swag there. But
yeah. I'm sure there's one in the mail. I'm sure he got one in the mail for me.
Oh, my God. This is just
phenomenal. I will send him an arena football jersey as soon as we unveil it, you know, at some point.
At some point. At 2 o'clock today. Yeah. In the middle of nowhere.
No, we don't. Again, I'll be down the road. You guys will have a helmet. You guys will have jerseys. It will happen as soon as we get that done.
All right. Now you got to figure out lunch for tomorrow. That's your biggest problem today. Yeah. You thought you had it all wrapped up in the fridge. You don't.
I could have the Peter, leftovers Peter, from Peter. The general manager meetings last night.
Like, if you ever, like, all right, you go to all these press conferences and stuff. You've taken stuff to go from these events? Like if they got a plate of, like, baked ziti, do you, like, take a bowl and fill it up and maybe put a piece of aluminum foil on it? I'll save this for later.
Well, no. I mean, if the league paid for dinner for all four of us general managers last night, we had these really nice meetings last night, and we went to a really nice Long Island restaurant, and I could not finish what I ordered.
Well, that's different. That's different. I'm talking about, like, at a press conference or, like, a...
No. I would never.
Okay, all right. Just no, making sure.
Hold on. You've never went to either UBS or MetLife and taken...